Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one and only Miss Fat Cat, and she spoke to me about how her bullying was sneakier than that of most women. While she was in school, she would bully the kids that were bullying other children. That way, if anyone were to call her out on beating up the other kids, she would just claim it was justice, because she was just helping those who were less fortunate than her. Meanwhile, that was the way she would attack others and not have to take accountability for her actions. It's basically cruelty to others with an excuse. She makes the claim that this is actually covert bullying versus overt bullying, but I think this is a combination of both forms. Covert usually means social or reputational bullying, using gossip or social media to destroy someone psychologically or reputationally. You don't generally see that with guys growing up in school. Guys would get physical, rip my shirt, give me a black eye, kick or punch me. Fat Cat employed male bullying tactics, and this worked so well for her because she could hit others and even push some kids down the stairs, and it was perfectly fine. Her rage needed an outlet. She was looking for reasons to get into fights, and she became the bully that bullied the other bullies, the bully with a so-called brain. Either that or a woman with a temper that would run you over with her car and then honk over what was left of your head. But she did describe that some girls were ganging up and hitting another girl, so she just used that as an excuse to attack them. So I don't know where she went to school in Europe, but that in North America, women rarely got violence 20 to 30 years ago. More so today, but definitely not back then. But most male bullies, at least, were dumb brutes while I was growing up. When they would chase me home, I learned to break the rules to avoid their captures and physical attacks. I would cut across people's backyards like Ferris Bueller did. I figured the people's backyards who I was entering were probably busy at work. Days when bullies didn't chase me were the days when I explored random backyards to see what path I could take and which fences I could jump. The one time I was a victim of feminine bullying in the workplace still traumatizes me to this day. Because not only was it one woman, but all the women, and they got the majority of the simps in the office place to constantly insult me in subtle ways. My suspicion at the time was that my ex-girlfriend's sister, her boyfriend, didn't like me. So he got me into the company where he was already working, knowing full well what would happen. And he probably even encouraged it. I guess my revenge for the whole thing was that a year later I had a thriving freelance photography and video business that I built up, and he was still a wage slave. That's why when women say they're strong and independent, I laugh at most of them. Because they're brokey wage slaves instead of truly being independent by having assets both in and out of the financial system. Feminism has done a real number on women, convincing them that they're independent, when they're actually dependent on the men who write them checks every 2 weeks. Also, I was wrong. Another time I was bullied was through YouTube, and I wasn't the only one through the adpocalypse, being demonetized and losing my monetization, getting random strikes from people doing multiple strike attacks on my channel as well. I also experienced bullying in the form of stock market manipulation with the bear and bull traps, trying to frustrate me so I'd buy or sell assets at the worst possible times. But that's similar to what Fat Cat was doing, which is overt-covert bullying. It's overt because the price is manipulated, but it's covert because you can't see the person behind the screen pushing the price up or down. Much like people couldn't gauge Fat Cat's motives when she was just looking for an excuse to fight, instead of just pretending to virtue signal about how great of a human being she was. After all, she was defending a girl with Asperger's syndrome from a bunch of female bullies. Is there anything more normal than that? Isn't she just so precious? A hero with a heart of gold just wanting other people not to suffer. She's literally a superhero with a vagina. Give her praise and worship people. Fat Cat used the Asperger's as bait to attract bullies that she could actually go after physically. Not a great strategy though, because Fat Cat was injured in a freak motorcycle accident as a child and has a piece of her skull missing. Getting into a fight could literally mean that her brain spilled out on the sidewalk. I wonder what she would have thought if that had happened. The better question would have been, could she have thought if it did happen? Or were her thoughts just laying there on the floor waiting for a passing zombie to snatch them up? Fat Cat was hiding her evil behavior by cloaking it in good deeds. She says she's not remorseful for the things that she did, and she would be eager to do all over again if she could. Her intentions were never to help, but just come up with an excuse to beat other people. If I ever do decide to meet Fat Cat, I'll have to wear one of those suits people wear when dogs attack them just to protect myself from her claws. She's just wondering if her behavior is covert bullying. Not really. It's overt and out in the open. If it was really covert, then Fat Cat, you would have to just use gossip, or maybe even convince a guy or two to do the violence for you. That way you could just sit back and enjoy vicariously through them. Just admit it though, you do or did have impulse control and anger management issues. that you enjoyed inflicting pain on others. If you're going to do that, then at least do it the way that I would want to do it. Figure out a way to put ideas out there that change the world, like a virus. I did this by helping to make red pill ideas go mainstream and then watched as chaos ensued. I didn't want to hurt men or women. I didn't want to bully anyone. I just wanted men to see the truth about female nature and realize they've been lied to and manipulated. I guess you might say I want to spread the red pill rage and watching guys have an existential crisis and bully their minds without even knowing it. But only because I wanted their minds to grow, because it was lonely being red pilled back in 2013. It was like seeing forbidden Gnostic knowledge. But it's still not enough, because not enough men are red pilled. And until enough are, civilization won't change. That's why the next stage has to be artificial wombs and sex bots. By freeing men, in a sense, I'm bullying women and they can't take it. But let me get back to bullying. For women, bullying other women is usually because of intersexual competition. If another woman is prettier or gets more male attention, then she goes after her with reputational destruction. Or maybe she just wants to bully her out of a job so she can take that job for herself through a promotion. It's goal-oriented. For men, on the other hand, bullying is usually either an initiation ritual, when guys trying to get one of their buddies to beat somebody up to gain some status. Or guys egg two weaker guys to fight each other for entertainment. Or guys do it subconsciously in a way to toughen up the weakest members of the tribe or group. Because if an outside group ever attacks them, they're going to need the weakest male members in their group to be as strong as possible to fight the enemy. I refused to play those games and would just evade the bullies until I eventually got tired of it. And I did end up standing up to them because of my rage towards them. Then they switched up their tactics and started elaborate insulting rituals and reputational destruction, much the way that women do. But at that point I was attractive to women, and my muscles back then canceled out women's reason, so that didn't matter. But the way I was bullied by women at the job, I will never forget. The sick joy on their faces when they knew they were messing with my fragile emotions. I couldn't win, and I could have stayed to collect a paycheck, but it would have destroyed my ego. So I ended up walking out of there with my head held up high, and I never gave them the satisfaction of breaking me. It was the first time I knew just how cruel women could be. The moment sex bots replace them completely, the whole world will finally know women's cruelty. You see it here or there now when they wreck your favorite video game or show, when they don't want you to be happy unless that happiness comes from them. They know that older men can be happy with our nostalgia, but they're trying to destroy everything the younger guys enjoy today, so they won't have that same escape in the future. But it's too late now, because they won't be able to bully men back to them culturally, because while AI is terrible at doing most high-precision jobs, it's great at creating creative content. It's only a matter of time before men create entertainment distractions that can't be co-opted by women. Women bullying men by using shaming language, calling us incel virgins, will be meaningless, when we can get far better sex from a robot than a redhead that prefers not to give head. At that point, the only bullying women will actually have to do is bullying each other, or men who are still stupid enough to work in co-ed work fields. There are so many forms of bullying, and men nor women have a monopoly on covert or overt bullying anymore. Nor do they have a monopoly over male or female bullying. Masculine versus feminine, overt versus covert. Bullying while having an excuse for it. It's just humans treating each other poorly. I also remember when I was a freshman in high school, they had an initiation on the football field. We were the last generation to experience this. I was so good at evading bullies from my preteen years that I ran off across the street into a condo complex, and they didn't get me. But they dragged off dozens of guys that ran away and humiliated them by having them shave balloons covered in shaving cream, until they ended up popping. Hazing or initiation rituals are definitely a form of bullying too. We're an insane species watching or making other members of our species suffer and getting off on it. You can argue that it toughens us up to have initiation rituals. But from filming 100-plus bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs, the Jewish people seem to have it right. You need a positive rite of passage and community support, and not savage behavior towards your own group. Anyways, that's it for today. Sorry for not reading your comments, FatCat, because I don't want to torture everyone with your word vomit. Thanks for your donation as well as your topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that FatCat enjoys smashing other girls' heads and pushing them down the stairs. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. If you want to support me, then please do it through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the stupid humans the need to attack others physically or psychologically to feel better about themselves away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.